And joining us now in the studio is ISD 166 Superintendent Beth Schwartz, here to let us know what's going on at the school. They did have a board meeting on Thursday the 19th. Thanks for coming in this morning, Beth.
You bet, Jana.
It sounds like you approved the 2015-16 school year calendar, and there may be a switch to more Mondays off?
That's right. We did do a survey, and based on the responses, there was a definite desire by folks to, first of all, make sure we were consistent throughout the year, which we've tried to do, but it's been hard with holidays versus Fridays. And we did decide to move to Mondays. And we did increase the number of student contact days. So we are going to be off the third Monday of every month. So again, that's the third Monday of every month, with the exception of December, because Christmas break falls kind of funny. So the exception to that will be December. The calendar should be out on the school website for sure by the end of next week. And so we do have Martin Luther King Day off, President's Day off. You know, it just falls on those Mondays, which is great. Because we know that is something a few members of our community have been wanting for quite some time, is to coordinate those holidays. And so that does work really well, and it passed unanimously.
Okay, wonderful. And next, if you can update us on the industrial arts expansion.
Yeah, that's really exciting. Our bids did come in a little higher than expected. The good news about that is that the economy does seem to be rebounding, and there's a lot of work out there for folks. But of course, that makes the bid process more competitive. But we're going to work through that right now. So they'll be breaking ground hopefully that first week in June. As soon as the kids are out, we hope to have it done by the end of the summer. Super excited about the opportunities that's going to offer our students. Give a shout out to Peter Johnson, our new industrial tech instructor, who has done a nice job in building the shop classes and working with what we currently have. One of the exciting things for next year is we will be having an all-girls shop class and called Girls Garage.
And
so that's exciting. We already have, I believe, about 8 girls signed up for that, and we expect to have a few more yet. So, and that's being paid for through Perkins funds as a pilot class, just to see how kids respond to that.
Can you give me an idea just quickly, like currently what kids experience in shop classes and what the Girls Garage will do, what they'll learn?
Right. In middle school, we try to give kids just a little bit of an exploratory. They make, simple projects. This year they made a little self desk, which really looked really nice, or could be used actually as a little end table. So in middle school, they get just kind of a little bit of a flavor of shop safety, using basic tools, things like that. Then in our high school classes, there is a general technology class where kids learn just a little bit about everything, kind of a handyman type class. The Girls Garage course will, I believe, focus in on, things like checking your oil, knowing your way around the garage. I don't have the full curriculum in front of me. Peter Johnson would be much better at explaining it. But research has shown that sometimes girls do a little bit better when it's an all-girls class, and don't have that intimidation of the guys around who seem to know quite a bit more about cars and things before they get into it. So we're super excited about that opportunity and hope that really catches on. We're going to have a new welding area because, as you know, the iron range and welding jobs are quite in high demand right now. And so that will be really nice because our current welding area is about the size of this office, which I know people can't see, but is probably, maybe 10 by 12. It's very small. There's not room to move around, and we'll have a really nice metals and fabrication area. We're really excited about pairing with the community and hopefully higher ed down the road so that the community can use this space as well. Speaking of that, the community is going to be using the space as well, if you are interested in that and would like to donate to the project to help us make sure that we get everything done the way it should, we certainly would appreciate any donations out there for the Industrial Arts Department.
Yeah, and how can they do that?
They can do it anonymously just by simply writing a check and putting Industrial Arts Expansion and sending it to ISD 166, which is 101 West 5th Street in Grand Marais. They can give me a call to find out how they can help. You know, they could do anything from buy a piece of equipment to put money towards the construction. Anything along those lines would be appreciated.
Wonderful. And then speaking of technology and industry and stuff like that, the robotics team, can you give us an update on them?
Right. The robotics team presented to the school board at our school board meeting. They brought in actually last year's robot, because this year's robot was having a few problems. But what's really interesting is just the excitement of the kids when they come in and they show their robot, and the amount of learning regarding electronics, design, engineering that goes into that project. They take the robot down to Duluth, and there's a competition. I believe they finished in the middle of the pack this year, have a fun time, you know, showing that, and certainly appreciate Peter Johnson's advising of that group, and really impressed with Nate, and I'm sorry, I can't remember your last name.
Oh,
Nate,
Carlson,
at the moment.
Maybe? Is it
I think
Julie's
it might
son?
Be, but his leadership. I know he was in our office quite a bit doing the finance and things like that. So the students really have taken a lot of responsibility in that program. It's awesome.
Very impressive. And then I know that you mentioned you have some news to share about Knowledge Bowl.
Yes, our Knowledge Bowl team advanced to state this week. Yay. And so super excited about that, and congratulate all the members of that team. We have several students on there, and our teachers, Dory Carlson and April Wallstrom, have just really done a wonderful job with that program over the last several years, and it really shows. And the other thing they got was the Sportsmanship Award.
Oh.
So not only did we make state, but certainly the team reflected very well on Cook County and Cook County School District, and really appreciate that. So nice job.
Good deal. And then spring sports.
We are starting off our spring sports season. Baseball and track are going strong. Softball, too, is in there. And one of the exciting things with the attachment of the Cook County Community YMCA is that we're doing a lot of collaboration. You know, it's now we're just a little over a year being open, and more we're working together with the Y. I put a little video out on the superintendent's Facebook page of the guys' baseball team doing Tabatis, I believe it's called. A lot of Emily Marshall was leading that, and certainly seeing some conditioning that was occurring, and that's kind of fun if you get a chance to go click on that and watch that.
Oh,
so
that's fun.
It's a
way to
great
go.
Partnership.
Way to use social media.
Yeah.
I know I've been to the Y, and I see the teams practicing in that gym.
Yep.
You know, you can look through the windows and they're doing all kinds of stuff. It's pretty exciting.
Yep.
Cool. Well, anything else that you want to share before you go?
Nope, just glad that the weather is starting to warm up, and hopefully we've seen our last little spurt of snow, and after a spring break here, you know, maybe we'll be 40s and above for a few months here. So,
all right. Well, again, thanks so much for joining us. If you've just tuned in, we've been speaking with Beth Schwartz. She's the ISD 166 superintendent, and she comes in to share what's going on at the school.
All right. Thank you, Jenna.